have Case Adam notice me back. Yesterday workouts about a sleep talk show going.
We just rebounded right now. RP Big Black Studio. Yes, RP Big Black. Stay black, sleep big. Big, big. Do big shit. So, yeah, we just going. This is what, like I said, we're going. Y'all need to grab. We just fucking freestyle.
A little crazy, but you know, I feel like his kids deserve it. Again, there's no such thing as bad intention, so his kids has the they have the talent to back it up. So whatever attention he's bringing up is really just making him shine. You know? So you know, my only issue with him is just fucked up teams. He's catted, you know, it's not.
Look, the nigga sacrificed his team to put legs in his kids.
Yeah, he sacrificed that.
Sneakers, $495, all right, you price whatever you want.
Yeezys!
Yeah, that's fine. But, I
sacrifice and you just want to choose a made difference. You want to start with 5, I'm 10, maybe more than 10, I fit into 9.5, 10 is too small, but I may have to get to 10.5. Why would that mean sacrifice? You can't return it. No refunds, no exchanges. Yeah, that's the only part I have an issue with.
That's pretty scary. That's like saying, look, you know this project is fucked up, but you were stuck in it anyway.
That's the only issue. I had the whole idea, the mindset, everything I'm with, because that's the mentality you're supposed to have. The media, they're going to try to make me look crazy. They're going to try to paint him as he's had a mental he's doing this and that. He just got to stay strong, keep doing it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
The only thing is just that no refund, no exchanges. You gotta change that. That's what I'm saying.
This is your baby now. Especially if it's not as good as you
did. When you sell like 10.
Yeah, that's the same thing. When you try to pull, you don't have to sell it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, once you hit some hustle, so it's only got like $1,000 to buy.
Yeah.
That thing, like, yo,
Wu Tang made one album and like put it out for auction. They sold it for like millions of dollars. It's one album, that's it. It's one person to get the auction. So that mentality is great.
Yeah, look, see the game is changed right now. We need to get there for a little bit of work. We're sitting there fucking trying to flip on the ball and play it without coming to your parents or something.
I'm there, bro.
Exactly. Know your worth. And know yourself, so know your fucking worth.
Yeah, so I'm definitely there. Focus on them.
Seen a few families, so you got that in the back of
your mind.
Like, I tore my ACL, I'm not turning in your shoes, nigga.
That's another thing they've seen on your body. So, how long I even own stuff that you medicine. You still wear Nikes, still wear Jordans, you wear your own stuff. That was like, all right, that's the kind of shoe to
Nah, nigga, this is so exclusive, nigga.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to push. Some stuff you still gotta work on, like the mentality and the idea.
Yeah, like in the personality and shit like that, that works.
Because that's how you gotta be. So,
I feel like Joe Jackson. You said you did Joe Jackson.
You definitely did Joe Jackson. Yeah.
You're gonna shoot that ball.
If he had a black wife, they would have been going back and forth.
But since you looked at white bitch,
his son probably would have took that Nike deal if he had a black wife. The mother would have said, you ain't ruining my child's career. This ain't going down like that.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women see the vision. And, like, sometimes you gotta put it down. Think about girls that you know, at least with black women that I know, but with small ambitions that they don't, I kind of disagree with them and keep myself from it. But like, you know, that talk about, like, yeah, you know, this is going to be down with the families, this is being this, and it's going to be okay, because we're being from that queen, created the universe, and all that stuff. Yeah, I might be back down with some misogynist and shit, but I said last episode, I'm trying to have a lot of people. But let's say, like, my shelf is limiting sunshine. They can afford to pay you $60,000 a year, how much are you making? If they can afford to pay you six figures a year, how much are you making? Think about it like that. They can afford to and they can spare you and pay you for your time and your resources. Think about that. And not just women, you know what I'm saying? Because honestly, women get it more than men. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, definitely have a more entrepreneurial mindset. Like, that's just how we go. I mean, shit, stuff we doing now, we probably do some good shit out here. You know, like, we got KDDRadioShow.com. Check that. You see, like, for Facebook, KDDRadioShow. You know what I'm saying? We'll have those coming soon.
I know of the story, hopefully I get it right, but basically, he was on, he was flying commercial, and he stole like a photo from the website, but then private jet, two cars outside, saying, I'm going to do filming on season two. Somebody saw him on the commercial flight, and then took a photo of him, and he was like, this nigga lying, you know,
this phone next to a mom with their baby crying with the milk spilled everywhere and shit, looking bad as a motherfucker. And the thing is, now you can Google image search things, so I don't even know why he would do that. Like, he definitely reached new heights of epic club.
Yeah, like, when he did this, like, saying, oh, you know, I just got a reason for a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, it was like, you know, my niggas broke. They saw, like, a bank statement.
I think the first one I said, Mike Pence been winning the Wild Wild Challenge since he first won this shit. He's sitting there waving to empty stands, like walking with his wife, like acting like he's like in front of 100,000 people.
Man, I know some people are going to put him in front of you, bitch. He's like,
yeah. I'm sure that any people can talk to you. So, he basically tried to turn it. Saying that how it had something to do with the hip hop. So he was like, you got it to me. So he tried to flip. I honestly think he was lying. And he kind of
he's done that before.
Yeah, and he added it. And I really get that exit. Yeah, he kind of like added it as like a twist to not make himself look corny. But he was basically saying, there's a reason behind my method. He's like, just tune in. I was listening to the interview, and he's talking about having a Florida State battle with a certain DJ he's going to beef with. He's talking about me being a man of premium crew, hip hop crew. What the fuck is this?
This is so stupid.
He comes off as real corny. Like, I'll just like this. I don't know.
I'm not a hater, but he made music.
I want to fix this
now. Yeah, Mr. Rose.
But you know what, though? We can see that a lot of people who get famous young, they don't know how to transition.
Yeah, no, but it's only to brother. Yeah, me and Matt are the same age.
Yeah.
Him and Drake are the same age.
We're supposed to be talking about bitches, ain't no bitches in here. What's up, man? Sorry.
That's the difference between me and you. I call the bitches with the ice in the face. Nah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Anyway, so yeah, the Bow Wow Challenge, I mean, honestly, what he did is stuff new. Like, I mean, people have been doing that shit. Be yourself, like, how are you born on the internet? You could be whoever the fuck you could be on the internet, and somehow you find a way to be born. Accept your suits, which have you spurred it, and be in a corner yesterday.
Knowing that people are going to recognize you sometimes, I mean,
that's like the one time.
Exactly. That's so fucking sad. Like, the one time you don't want to be recognized, you got recognized. That's crazy. What a commercial flight at that. I'm surprised that people that said it was dangerous. So, the person, I think, it was almost like 3 or 4 seats back. But you know what, though? That while she embraced it, you should embrace that. Whatever, man. He should embrace being fucking anonymous. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, it probably, honestly, it should feel like a break. You know what I mean? He should have, I mean, hopefully, we don't know what he's doing. He should have taken some of that and put that into some type of, he should have invested in it. You know, because eventually everybody gets some of his team, so put into other places.
It's funny because, like, I was always rocking with my brother, and I was like, yo, like, I was playing, like, you know, make him say, oh, that's probably the only song from, like, Master P that I actually, like, pop up.
I think
like groups like that is like
so to me, it was a beat.
Yeah. I say this every time I start working. You know, so you said you don't have a man that you got no disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, first thing, just there. To take the man. Sake of keeping everything true instead of the discretion to knock out with your ass until something basically was said.
Fucking lie. Like, come on, like, just get. I don't want to say get over it because that was the first time I was like, Biggie wasn't being punk. So I would just say, what? Come on, 20 years later, to Rock Band, you can't even see his money. Like, come just shut up. It's just local DJ. Who knows if you can go out west? You gotta be careful.
So, you probably can't run the door out west. That's got some curve. I mean, anybody know Drake has some curve? People are being tried to get fired up. I remember that big crack of backstory. You know that Drake was trying to get fired and then get fired. So, she didn't get to the band song. I remember when he first dropped his response. Yo, are we with? I forgot what it was. It was a car called Bump or something. All I know is that he was in Jersey, and by the time we got to, oh, we were going to Georgia, that's right.
jersey to damn near Delaware, Philly. He played the music. I swear to God, he was dropping bombs for like an hour. And then he came out with Lucian. It's the first time I ever heard of Lucian. Yeah, he came out with Lucian.
Whoosh.
Oh, he was whoosh, left and right, left and right. He'll play like the first 15 minutes of it. Then he'll throw a horn on there, drop a bomb, and then start talking about shit about how hard it's going to be. Shit, I mean, my dad ass fell asleep.
said, you know, you seem like a sport kind of guy.
Come on, round back. I'll do it.
Twisted at it. She graduated high school. She graduated high school at the end of May. She graduated college first. How did she do that? She took all her college courses while in high school. So she got that bachelor's degree in sociology. She graduated out of college before she graduated from high school. And she teaches. Anything's possible.
Is she black, nigga?
Next. Solid pitches. 15-year-old. Entrepreneur making bow ties. Started off when he was like 12 years old. Had to support his mom. Now, possibly, not officially, but could possibly have a $1 million deal in NBA, making bow ties for the NBA players.
Wow.
15 years old. So, you know, all the stuff like that, that really made me feel that shit. I'm more than happy to
be in the NBA. He's still going to be the NBA in the Nation of Islam, so. Give them like a box when you tell them before they get that far, like you sock his rings on his head.
Said when somebody else came to mind. Wow, that's my one impression. I mean, she's an actress. She does. She's in power. She does some things. She doesn't have that stick.
Do I need to explain it?
Yeah, for the people that don't know who she is.
The she with the soundtrack in Boston, which I think is pretty much like the first animated post black movie. And Vegeta was initially Goku as a protagonist in his first nemesis. Then he only kind of got on the team. And Vegeta would beat the shit out of the henchman, but he never beat the big nigga. No, never.
Yeah, some women don't like that. Some women do.
I think, because I guess you talk to
it's a really good
because I said that
Oh, yeah. The block one in this place. Everybody. How you going to run this campaign?
Since I was working at that factory in 2009, so I ran out there.
Yeah, it was, wow.
I think it was 2009. So it was 2009, 2010.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, my game is an example. I'm saying, like, why just let just that go?
There was that time you went back there, bro, and you turned out back on that lady and you should have been doing other shit with all time and money.
No, yeah. I mean, I gave him that experience of graduating. So, I mean, that's a good
answer. Okay.
I really got your experience.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, so I get it. But then, like, if they, I'm not sure how, you know.
But you know what? It'll be a bigger impact, right? I mean, I think, like, if they just didn't show up to the ceremony, this would mean more than to, you know, saying to go and bring it back. It's kind of like, well, I want to make a statement, but I also want to be here. So, you know, maybe they could have all got out. Maybe they could have all
been there. What they could have done was, the turn of back name, I'm cool with that. But also, what they could have done is they could have stayed in when she got up. That piece of just that. And the guy he threatened to bail, they to come in, bail, cancer, settlement, or something. They already got this, it's already over. Like, what's the worst he can do? That's the worst he can do, I'm cool.
So, yeah.
I'd have been like,
they going to do it, like, you're going to hurt everybody who graduated, you know, from the class. Like,
when he said something about he's going to bail, they have a promo. Like, if they only turn around, it didn't stop him.
Cool.
I remember when I graduated. When I graduated college, I got my diploma and nothing from anyone. I didn't get my actual diploma.
So you're going in front of a fucking green screen. You know what I mean? Like, take the pictures right there. Like, you know, that's cool, man. I did my diploma.
Yeah, I remember I got my diploma mailed to me. I walked across the stage and I got me a piece of paper to hold up and the ribbon thing. And it wasn't my actual diploma. It was just...
So basically, you could have been saying, like, you could have just wrote a piece of paper and went up there.
Yeah.
And just kind of look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like more to plug with this evening. But look, my thing is this. I mean, if you want to, you know, do four cars and make chemistries and shit like that, you know, whatever. My thing is, like, okay, what is exactly that then do? Because yes, you sent a message and stuff like that, but you sent a message to someone that is potentially could secure funding for your school. You know, they, you know, it's like you know, I think it was in good taste, you know, and I think that was smart as someone that, you know, yeah, you're the director, whatever, and they may have the money tied, and they can secure funding for your school. So, to do that, may have been the best move. Now, I say, you know, she wants to be as petty as you're being. That might be some shit. And I don't know, like, it's just like, who fucking cares, you know, like, been sitting in class listening to people who give a fuck about lanes for 4 years at least.
That's the reason to get
what's going to come.
This is HBCU.
Yeah.
So, who is running, like, who runs our affairs? That's another something I did. It was the HBCU's
team. Before all of that, you're getting mad that this person wants to get mad at the school and invite them. You set a petition that you didn't want them to come and your school still invite them. Why don't you highlight this one?
Yeah. I participated the whole ceremony when she came up.
And that's like, I don't
understand the rain in the middle of the city. Let off a stink bomb.
It's not you can literally do it. I did my job. I graduated already. That's more disrespectful than turning your back on somebody. Like, just walk out and don't say shit, like, you'd be offended as hell.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Like, that's more disrespectful than just turning around and having to watch your back.
Yeah.
That would have been done.
Yeah.
I'd have been like the fun dude, like Malcolm X, with the black dog. Punch him.
That's actually what they said. Express yourself, I just didn't I'm not sure what the purpose of that was.
Playing devil's advocate for about 5 seconds. I know we talk about, we always say that attention is translated into money. So, do you think, like, these people were acting out and sitting there rioting and all that stuff. And he's raising awareness so that people can care about what it is that they're doing, so they can now contribute also.
Obedience and stuff like that. It just, I don't know, it just seems like a kid saying, no, I'm not cool. I'm not going to go to my room. I'm like, I'm going to sit there and just start, you know, whatever. With me, daddy, but
we just got to completely ignore it. I think they purposely do stuff to rile us up. And when you just, like, taking away power from them by not abandoning anyone. Not even, fuck you.
You're telling them, like, you're just completely, like, don't bother by it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, honestly, like, if you just ignore white people for 10 years, just 10 years, be ignored by each of you. Shit, for 5 years, like, do you think about, like, how much further you can just ignore white people and just go home to myself?
Easier said than done. Easier said than done.
I mean, fuck, I don't. It's not that I'm not acting against them. It's just that I'm in my book. You're doing your thing, I'm doing mine, and that's cool.
I'm keeping you in relationships, not with girls. Stop being that man that he's pussy.
Yeah, the football players and that white girl supports this. She won't be that one. I'm a bunch of other people. But now, I mean, for real, like, if you just really, like, put race to the side. Once you just really focus on success and building infrastructure and legacy. Just 50 years ago, after slavery was abolished, like, we were more successful. I'm not going to say more successful collectively than we are now, but we were definitely more successful before then. But we had a lot more passion and hunger for balance and greatness. We didn't let anything hold us back, despite the Black codes and Jim Crow.
Especially from New York, you know, you get used to it. It's not like something else is in
prison. It sounds like a piece of like you like point to.
I'm about to say that.
This pussy ass with a New York is damn cold. Like, I don't think you're getting something up here.
I was looking at ACs in February.
This is ridiculous.
thought today was pretty good.
Be complaining with women be walking around wearing nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I might even find a shit. I might even screw it up. Sometimes, you know, those things go out the window. So, I mean, if I'm dressing like a woman, like I got stuff done, 2 for 5, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm going to get approached different. Just now, if you dress a certain way, you're going to get approached. Like, when you come to the job, dress like that, that way,
This nigga is not telling me I'm gonna leave right now. This nigga will have me in a club. Like, I swear, man, like for like last couple of years of my life, with being in a club, I'm like, nigga, I'm tired. Because I'm big, I'm fat, and I can't. Yeah, I'm like, all that, man. I can't be in a club.
Anyway, kid who got like maybe 5 minutes before I left after the game, and homegirl got punched in the face, and it's like, bro, you might be wild, this and that, you know, put the beat is on and shit like that. And I was like, wow, I remember like 5 minutes before that happened. You know why? I just know. Mind you, the place is that I do remember it.
Put somebody on wax or wax wife ass. Like, literally, that's how I used to be.
So, speaking of is there anything that y'all got going on?
KDB all day, man. Just KDB all day.
Gang. I'm not going to plug in the other one.
Yeah, 360 podcast.